Hot Business on Hot 102.7.
It's been over a decade since Steve Jobs passed away, but his legacy, I don't need to tell you, still looms large over the tech world. In a recent article, Wesley Dipoko, editor-in-chief of Fast Company South Africa, argues that no one, not even today's most powerful chief executive officers, has matched Jobs in terms of innovation, leadership. But is that really true in a world now where AI breakthroughs seem to happen daily, space travel, and also trillion-dollar tech firms? I want to explore that in a little more detail. Wesley joins us now to see maybe whether we're idolizing the past at the expense of seeing present-day greatness. So, Wesley, a very warm welcome. And let's start very simply here. Let's go back to Steve Jobs from Apple. Are we romanticizing the man a little too much, do you think?
I think yes. However, one needs to understand the context in which this point has been raised. You know, when one looks at the recent behavior by Mr. Elon Musk, one worries a lot. And I say that because the question has been raised in the past as in who would be someone who emulates, or at least who, let's say, who's equal what Steve Jobs did, or is even beyond what Steve Jobs did. And I'm talking here about leadership in the technology space and all things of that nature. And I think some have believed that Elon Musk is some of that nature. I do think that currently what has happened tells us that is not the case. And it is in that context that one looks back at the leadership qualities that Mr. Steve Jobs demonstrated in the past. And I think it is raised also in an interest of highlighting leadership qualities that current tech leaders ought to emulate.
It wasn't just about leadership qualities. It was also about the fact that he had many well-documented and famous failures. And sometimes we gloss over them when building his legend. But I also think that that probably adds to his strength and resilience, doesn't it?
That is correct, yes. I think you know, there are famous products that we use today. There are famous products that we could not continue to use. So with all of those, I think we have a lot to learn from. I do think that products that have defined sectors in the economy tells us the type of leadership quality that he demonstrated, but also his strengths as a person. Because those products would have not been in existence had he not applied that type of approach in business. I'm thinking here how he got into the music. That story alone is something worth writing about.
Well, let's stay with products if we can. You make an argument that today's tech leaders aren't as product-focused as perhaps someone like Steve Jobs was in the past. But, I mean, these days you look at things like Apple Vision Pro or even OpenAI's ChatGPT. Those are fairly focused products right now and have become invaluable.
Yes, this is correct. When one looks at Steve Jobs, you know, it's true that you can't really compare him to some of the leaders that we see today, in the sense that he's kind of taking, some leaders have taken us away from internet world. And we talk of leaders today who pursuing the space race, for instance. One could argue effectively so. But I think when I, for instance, look at something like caring about what you do, if you think very carefully about how some products in the Apple ecosystem have been developed to a point where a product would be designed in such a way that people would even feel comfortable signing it, knowing that people could open it. So I think there's something there about building products that are sustainable, products that outlive you as an individual, products that are still with us today. I'm not sure the same can be said about some leaders currently. I mean, we've seen people protesting against some of the products developed by current leaders in technology. And I think I say all of these things with that in mind, that, you know, when we develop a product, I mean, if you look at the followership that Steve Jobs has, it's something that one marvels at, because You inspire creators, you inspire academics. He's inspired a lot of people. And it's true that some tech leaders today are inspiring, but I think some of their qualities are questionable.
It was also about the ability of someone like Steve Jobs almost to craft on the go their own legacy, I guess. And I wonder, as we have this conversation, whether the Steve Jobs myth endures more because of storytelling and great marketing rather than the actual impact. And as I ask that question, I can hear hundreds, if not thousands, of Apple users wanting to throw something at me.
Oh yes, that's true. I think storytelling is very much part of what Steve Jobs was about. I think he's crafted one of the famous speeches, "Stay hungry, stay foolish." That was a powerful form of storytelling. I think the manner in which he launched products was a very important process in delivering a product. People would accept a product even though it was not finished. And by finished, I mean that even though, let's say, the first smartphone was not as powerful as the current smartphone, but people adopted it. And you can see that, for instance, Apple is struggling with this now. They've struggled with the Vision Pro. And I think one could argue that they're starting to lose that storytelling quality. And I think that it was the power of Steve Jobs. He did that very well. And I think we can learn a lot from that in how we brand things and how we tell our stories to the world.
So product and marketing is one thing, but I would also suggest to you, Wesley, that the operating environment has become exponentially more difficult. And I guess it's probably easier to either appear as or be a visionary when you're not bogged down in today's regulatory and geopolitical constraints such as we're witnessing.
Yes, it's not definitely. I think a part of the point you're making there is, I think it's one thing to tell a story, but there's also a reality of what you're delivering. So I think you managed to match those things very well. Yes, I think the world is more complex now. But I think what's also I think we're missing about Steve Jobs, he was great at forming good relationships with people. So I don't think, it was there were no objections to some of the things he was trying to create. I can think exactly of the music industry. It was not easy to form those relationships, but he did. And that was his he, you know, one of the few things that people forget about Steve, he navigated tech world, but he also got into the movie the Hollywood environment. You'd know Pixar. And he formed great relationships there. He formed great relationships with people in music industry. At some point he was a board member of Nike. So the point is, that is part of this leadership quality that I'm talking about, is that, it's okay to be great at tech, but you also one needs to be mindful of the fact that you can't do this in the conduct that is not effective in how you manage your business. So you want to look at how you form relationships, and not just short-term relationships, but long-term relationships.
I'm going to leave it there with my thanks. That is Wesley Dipoko, who's editor-in-chief of Fast Company South Africa. I do appreciate your time tonight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027.